Hi, and welcome to the Natick High School Podcast Station. I am Mrs. Cullen, and today we'll be interviewing sophomore student Darian Kaler on her latest read of The Great Gatsby. How are you today, Darian?
I'm great, thank you.
All right, down to business. Let's talk about the last book which you finished reading in English, which was The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. So before we begin, can you give us a little lowdown on the basics of the book?
The book is a jazz age novel and was first published in 1925 by Charles Scribner's Sons. The setting of the book is Long Island, New York, and Nick Carraway is the narrator. Nick Carraway narrates in both first and third person, presenting only what he himself observes.
As with every book, there must be an underlying conflict. What would you say the major conflict was in this book?
Gatsby, the narrator's neighbor, has a self-motivated goal to win the affections of the upper-class Daisy Buchanan, but his mysterious past stands in the way of being accepted by her. It may sound like the typical love story, but it is far from that, and you learn that the further you get into the book.
All right, time for the lowdown from start to finish. Let's hear about the beginning of the book.
Here goes. Nick Carraway, a young man from Minnesota, moves to New York in the summer of 1922 to learn about the bond business. He rents a house in the West Egg District of Long Island, a wealthy but unfashionable area populated by the new rich, a group of people who have made their fortunes through established social connections and who are prone to garish displays of wealth. Nick's next-door neighbor in West Egg is a mysterious man named Jay Gatsby, who lives in a gigantic Gothic mansion and throws extravagant parties every Saturday night.
Ooh, sounds like upscale mysterious fun. Let's hear more.
Near the middle of the book, Nick drives out to East Egg one evening for dinner with his cousin, Daisy Buchanan, and her husband, Tom. Daisy and Tom introduce Nick to Jordan Baker, a beautiful, cynical young woman with whom Nick begins a romantic relationship. Nick also learns a bit about Daisy and Tom's marriage. Jordan tells him that Tom has a lover, Myrtle Wilson, who lives in the Valley of Ashes, a gray industrial dumping ground between West Egg and New York City. Not long after this revelation, Nick travels to New York City with Tom and Myrtle at a vulgar, gaudy party in the apartment that Tom keeps from the affair. Myrtle begins to taunt Tom about Daisy, and Tom responds by breaking her nose.
Ooh, don't stop there. Tell us more.
The fight occurs and life goes on. After a short time, Tom grows increasingly suspicious of his wife's relationship with Gatsby. Nick stages a small funeral for Gatsby, ends his relationship with Jordan, and moves back to the Midwest to escape the disgust he feels for the people surrounding Gatsby's life and for the emptiness and moral decay of life among the wealthy on the East Coast. Nick reflects that just as Gatsby's dream of Daisy was corrupted by money and dishonesty, the American dream of happiness and individualism has unconnected into the mere pursuit of wealth. Though Gatsby's power to transform his dreams into reality is what makes him great, Nick reflects that the era of dreaming, both Gatsby's dream and the American dream, is over.
Wow, we have a lot going on in this book with a lot of characters to follow. Of all the characters in the book, which three are your favorite?
By far, my characters are Nick Carraway, Jay Gatsby, and Daisy Buchanan.
Can you tell us a little bit more about each one of your favorite characters?
Sure, I'll start with Nick Carraway. The novel's narrator, Nick, is a young man from Minnesota who, after being educated at Yale and fighting in World War I, goes to New York City to learn the bond business. Honest, tolerant, and inclined to reserve judgment, Nick often serves as a confidant for those within troubling secrets. After moving to West Egg, a fictional area of Long Island that is home to the newly rich, Nick quickly befriends his next-door neighbor, the mysterious Jay Gatsby. As Daisy Buchanan's cousin, he facilitates in the rekindling of romance between her and Gatsby. The Great Gatsby is told entirely through Nick's eyes. His thoughts and perceptions shape and color the story.
I would love to meet Nick Carraway. Too bad he's not around these days. What can you tell us about Jay Gatsby?
Jay Gatsby is the protagonist of the novel. Gatsby is a fabulously wealthy young man living in a gothic mansion in West Egg. He is famous for the lavish parties he throws every Saturday night, but no one knows where he comes from, what he does, or how he made his fortune. As the novel progresses, Nick learns that Gatsby was born James Gatz on a farm in North Dakota. Working for a millionaire made him dedicate his life to the achievement of wealth. When he met Daisy while training to be an officer in Louisville, he fell in love with her. Nick also learns that Gatsby made his fortune through criminal activity, as he was willing to do anything to gain the social position he thought necessary to win Daisy. Nick views Gatsby as a deeply flawed man, dishonest and vulgar, whose extraordinary optimism and power to transform his dreams into reality to make him great nonetheless.
He sounds dangerous, but interesting all at the same time. Now to your favorite female character, Daisy Buchanan.
Daisy is Nick's cousin and the woman Gatsby loves. As a young woman in Louisville before the war, Daisy was courted by a number of officers, including Gatsby. She fell in love with Gatsby and promised to wait for him. However, Daisy harbors a deep need to be loved, and when a wealthy, powerful young man named Tom Buchanan asked her to marry him, Daisy decided not to wait for Gatsby after all. Now a beautiful socialite, Daisy lives with Tom across from Gatsby in the fashionable East Egg district of Long Island. She is sardonic and somewhat cynical and behaves superficially to mask her pain at her husband's constant infidelity.
Do you think you would be friends with Daisy?
I can honestly say I would not be friends with Daisy. The lack of confidence she demonstrates in the book and her ability to lie are qualities I do not look for in a friend.
Interesting. As a high school student, why do you think you were assigned to read this book, and what lesson did you take from the theme?
The theme of the book is the decline of the American dream in the 1920s. On the surface, the Great Gatsby is a story of the crushed love between a man and a woman. The main theme of the novel, however, encompasses a much larger, less romantic scope. Though all of its action takes place over a mere few months during the summer of 1922 and is set in an area in the vicinity of Long Island, New York, The Great Gatsby is a highly symbolic meditation on 1920s America as a whole, in particular, the crushing of the American dream in an area of crushed and material excess.
That is a great reflection, Darian. It sounds like you really took a lot from the theme, deeper than the average reader.
I really did enjoy the book. If your listeners also enjoy the book, I recommend they read the book called The Letters, which is also written by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Well, Darian, thank you for joining us this afternoon. You have been a pleasure to be with. If our listeners have any further questions regarding this book, may they contact you?
Yes, they can contact me at darian@myemail.com. Well, Mrs. Cullen, thank you for having me, and I hope your listeners enjoyed the book as much as I did.
Well, that's a wrap. Make sure to join us tomorrow to learn more about the latest iPod controversy. Good night.